This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports U.S. and other frustrated mediators are calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza talks.
Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly demanded Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza next week. The leaders say that only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated. In a joint statement, they say that there's no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has accepted the invitation. Since Hamas militants killed 1,200 people in Israel on October 7th, Israel's offensive in Gaza has killed nearly 40,000 people. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian and Ukrainian forces clashed in Russia's Kursk region for a third consecutive day on Thursday, according to Russia's defense ministry. But while Ukrainian officials are saying little, the incursion appears to have the blessing of the United States. VOA's Jeff Selden explains.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh telling reporters the U.S. still does not support any long-range Ukrainian attacks into Russia. But she says this is different.
They are taking actions to protect themselves from attacks that are coming from a region that are within the U.S. policy of where they can operate, our weapons, our systems, our capabilities.
Singh also says the U.S. sees the Ukrainian actions advancing by some estimates as far as 10 kilometers into Russia as defensive. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities say two suspected attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the strategic Bel El Mandeb Strait that links the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea. The Houthis did not immediately claim the assaults on Thursday and Friday, though they follow a months-long campaign by the rebels. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus has taken the oath of office to lead Bangladesh's interim government after protests forced out the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina this week. The key task for Yunus now is restoring peace in the South Asian country and preparing for new elections following the ouster of Hasina, who fled to India after student protest over job quotas grew into an uprising against her increasingly autocratic 15-year rule. The figurehead president administered the oath to Yunus for his role as chief advisor, which is the equivalent to a prime minister, in the presence of diplomats, civil society members, and top businessmen at the presidential palace in Dhaka. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on recent unrest in Britain following a spate of far-right protests throughout the country.
Britain remains on alert for further unrest as tensions rise following a wave of anti-immigrant protests throughout the country. Police had been expecting a wave of planned far-right protests targeting offices of immigration lawyers and others offering services to migrants. But those demonstrations failed to materialize as police and counter-protesters filled the streets. Carrying signs saying refugees welcome and chanting, "Whose streets are streets?" People turned out in force to protect asylum service centres and the offices of immigration attorneys. Karen Chamas, London.
An Austrian teenager arrested over an alleged plot to strike a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna planned to carry out a suicide attack that would have caused a bloodbath and vowed loyalty to Islamic State, according to the Austrian Chancellor Karl Niehammer on Thursday.
Unmittelbar bevor.
The suspect was planning a lethal assault among the estimated 20,000 fans set to gather outside Vienna's Ernst Stadium. Austria's national intelligence had said earlier two other Austrian youths aged 17 and 15 were detained on Wednesday over the reported plot. U.S. broadcaster ABC cited law enforcement and intelligence sources as saying Austrian authorities had received information about the Swift concert threat from U.S. intelligence. The presidential campaign of Venezuelan opposition and candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says he will not appear before the country's high court. The court is holding hearings related to an election audit requested by President Nicolas Maduro. Gonzalez has questioned the legality of the proceedings and expressed serious concerns over his safety. The hearings followed days of global criticism of Maduro and his loyal National Electoral Council over presidential election results. Electoral authorities declared Maduro the winner but have yet to produce voting tallies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.